Soros-funded group behind lawsuit trying to preserve anchor baby policy. By John Binder on April 18, 2025. A pro-mass migration group, funded in part by Alex and George Soros's left-wing nonprofit network, is behind a lawsuit trying to preserve the nation's anchor baby policy, where the United States-born children of illegal aliens are rewarded birthright American citizenship. The case will be heard next month before the Supreme Court. Immediately after taking office, Trump signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship for the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, a policy once also opposed by Democrats. Annually, about 250,000 anchor babies are born in the U.S. every year, anchoring their illegal alien parents in the country. In response, CASA Incorporated and the Asylum Seeker Advocacy Project, both representing pregnant illegal aliens planning to deliver anchor babies in the U.S., sued to block the executive order. Four district court judges have halted the executive order while it makes its way to the Supreme Court. CASA, previously known as CASA de Maryland, has taken more than $2.23 million from the Soros Network's Open Society Foundations from 2016 to 2023, a search of grant records reveals. The lawsuit to preserve birthright citizenship for illegal aliens U.S.-born children is only the latest to involve groups funded by and linked to the Soros Network. As Breitbart News reported, a lawsuit filed by two organizations funded in part by Soros's Open Society Foundations has thus far blocked Trump from ending former President Joe Biden's parole pipeline for more than half a million migrants. Similarly, a legal firm that works closely with Soros-linked groups is behind a lawsuit seeking to prevent Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.